waning hours of March the 6th, 1963. No one expected to end their day in a nondescript maple tree. But where could you turn with the deluge approaching? Where might you find sanctuary with the torrent upon you? There was just one place, the crux of a life-saving tree. It was there in the right place, there at the right time, giving aid and comfort selflessly. That place of refuge where lives were saved, Norwich's life-saving tree. It stood strong enough as the flood swept by. Just a lucky encounter, some say skeptically. It didn't reach down to lift up the victim, so how can we call it a life-saving tree? But consider the hero coming out of our midst, who says he was just where he happened to be, and who modestly adds, anyone would have done it, he only acted spontaneously. It was there in the right place, there at the right time, giving aid and comfort selflessly. That place of refuge where lives were saved, Norwich's life-saving tree. For those who survived the great Norwich flood, they know they were saved miraculously. 'Tis said if you're drowning, you'll cling to a straw, and if you're lucky to find one, a life-saving tree. We celebrate our first responders, all those who act heroically. So now it's time to recognize Norwich's life-saving tree. It was there in the right place, there at the right time, giving aid and comfort selflessly. That place of refuge where lives were saved, Norwich's life-saving tree. That place of refuge where lives were saved, Norwich's life-saving tree.